This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Friday, January 15th. Well, cattle markets seem to have found some stability here, at least on the front months, as the live cattle, which spent much of the week just pushing lower, seemed to catch over the last couple days, and we're getting a nice push up here this morning so far. And feeders, we're higher today after putting in a low here a couple days ago, and the market doesn't have quite the kind of energy that the live cattle do. But in lives, it's basically led by the deferred markets, which pushed into new highs here this morning, which have been threatening to do that for the last couple days. April cattle, of course, and the August and the June, all showing much better price action than the front month February. And the fundamental picture is just starkly different between where February would be trading and then where the June would be, or even the April. So we have a situation where we're looking at a fairly large amount of fed cattle that will be market ready as we work our way through February. That's when most of the numbers were there. And then as you get into March, April, May, that's going to see the effects of the big drop in placements from the fall. It's also going to come at a time when demand tends to be fairly firm as you head into the spring. And it's going to come at a time when we're seeing some pretty aggressive stimulus in the economy. So a lot of reasons to think that the cattle market could perform very well as we get into the spring. It's just a matter of getting to the spring and working our way through some what are expected to be some pretty big numbers of market-ready cattle. Now that said, the Feb cattle not exactly falling apart. We sold off down to the kind of that spike low that we saw the first trading day of January, and then the market snapped back right away. You're back down here testing those lows. So the question is, are you going to be able to hold? And I think with today's action coming off of kind of a little snapback yesterday would suggest that we probably are going to hold. And maybe the Febs will just pay sideways as we work our way over these next 4 or 5 weeks. But certainly the deferred cattle clearly are suggesting they expect some robust markets as we get into the spring. And even with the August pushing into new highs, that's quite a ways away, and we'll be in a much different fundamental situation by then. But needless to say, those are the markets performing very well, and they're kind of supporting the front months, which is the opposite of what you typically see in the market. Now, the cash markets this week seem to be hovering right around the 110 on the Fed trade, which is down a couple from last week. Dress trade around 173 would be down 3 from last week. Box beef values helping to support the live cattle trade. We've been up for several days in a row on the choice. In fact, about 6 days in a row. And yesterday we're up 237 on the choice. We're sitting at 213. Select was up 201 at 201. And the spread is at 1230, which is up 36 cents on the day. And we had 137 loads moved. Now the slaughter rates are what's kind of intriguing me here. So week to date slaughter rates at 469,000. That's up 3,000 from the previous week, but it's down about 24,000 from a year ago. So if we have bigger numbers coming to market and the bulk of them heading in front of us, one would think that we would be seeing bigger numbers, slaughter numbers over a year ago. But keep in mind that it's not going to be long before we get into some really skewed numbers, and that's mostly into the March and April time window, but it's going to be really difficult to be comparing year on year because the disruptions last year were so enormous. But it is worth noting that our slaughter rates are lower than a year ago, but we are picking up a little bit from the previous week. The feeder cattle index, we're sitting at 135.49. That's down 56 cents. So it's been chopping around. Not really big moves other than the first couple days of the year. And it seems to have settled in right around the 135 area. Obviously, the biggest obstacle for feeders is the high cost of feed grains, which that's a situation that really does not look to change in the near future at all. World supplies are very tight. World cash prices are very high, record high in many areas, and it looks to me like that's just going to continue to be a heavy headwind for the feeder cattle market. So it'll be interesting to see how these two markets react, because it looks like we've got a pretty strong bullish setup about to occur in live cattle, already occurring on the deferreds, but the fundamental structure looks pretty positive as we get into the spring. But for feeders, it could be a whole different animal. You know, we're looking at corn and soybean prices both just continuing to ratchet higher. You've got some bullish developments going on in the wheat market. So it just doesn't seem to be much relief in sight for the feed grain market. And I would look for that to continue all through the growing season. We're going to have to see, you know, very good yields across the Midwest and good acres. And soybeans are certainly trying to pull those acres away from corn. So it's a battle. And we've got weather conditions in South America much less than ideal. And so we're seeing production losses occurring in corn and soybeans both across South America, which just further adds fuel to this bullish fire going on in the row crops and in the feed grain prices. Russia's looking to virtually eliminate all wheat exports and slow down corn and barley exports as well, with some export taxes being implemented on March 15th. All of this just continues to feed that fire. And so it's going to be really difficult to push feeders higher in that environment, even if live cattle are moving higher. So I think when you get live cattle looking at corrections to the downside, feeders will just be more pronounced on the downside. So fortunately, we do have some bullish components developing in the live cattle space, at least for a few months into the spring. And then beyond that, it just is a matter of what kind of placement patterns we have, what our herd supply looks like, what the calf crop looks like, you know, all those usual fundamentals that come into the market. But right in front of us, it's pretty clear that we're going to have a definite drop in beef production as we head into the spring at a time when demand tends to be very strong. And reasons to think this year that demand should at least be normal, if not better than normal. So feeder cattle, I think we're on shaky ground just from a feed grain perspective. Live cattle, right in front of us, we still have to work through some big numbers, but as you get beyond that, clearly the market is expecting that we're going to have a much better price dynamic going on into the spring. So, you know, we're pushing into new highs in those deferred markets. I would expect, you know, a correction will be short-lived. It'll just come back down, test the breakouts, and then resume on up as we work our way into the spring months. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.